Look, this is like a forever or never-ending topic, I should say, where black folks really feel like police is hunting them and killing them. Even though you can pull up statistical data to prove that black folks have some of the most irrational fears in the world, that it just doesn't make any sense because everything is just driven off of pure emotion. And I mean, it's the weirdest crap. That one dude in your chat last stream seemed like his world was falling apart when you dismiss systemic institutional systems. Yeah. Look, you know, that one dude in my chat, I know him. I've known him for years. He's kind of been like that. But you know, that's just, you know, he falls into the wokey woke category. You know what I mean? But it's just, sometimes I just think like, when are black folks just gonna snap up out of this fantasy world that they've created and just live in, damn it, I'm knocking stuff off my desk, just live in reality. You know what I mean? This stuff doesn't even make any sense. So let me show y'all this. Let me see. Where's my thing? Oh, here we go. I got to share my screen. I posted this in my community tab. So I told old buddy I was going to make a video about him. So hopefully he's watching because here's the video. So I'm not going to clown the dude or nothing, but you know, we're just going to talk about what he said and why I think it's all BS at the end of the day. So I took my little YouTube short and I posted it on Instagram, the one that I did today. And this dude, you know, he's been following me for years or whatever. I know who he is, whatever, but he's also a wokey woke. All right. So he left this comment saying, "You sound ridiculous right now. You are literally an IT engineer," which I'm not an IT engineer, but close enough. I'll take it. Says, "You are literally an IT engineer that doesn't understand systems." All right. Listen, when you start talking to wokey wokes, you are, listen, the easiest telltale sign of a wokey woke is when they throw out these vague words like systems. See, yes, I went to school to be an engineer, aerospace engineer at Tuskegee University. And then I later went into IT when I joined the Army in 2002. I understand systems, right? But when I think of the word systems, I like to think of systems in terms of exactly what is causing this to happen, right? If I connect this thing to this thing, is it going to produce this result over here, right? That's how I like to think about systems, right? Wokey wokes, they like to think about systems in terms of these monstrosities that can't be explained. You know what I'm saying? They're just these big catch-all phrases that just can't be explained. It's just like the system. Well, what is the system? You know, it's the system and it's this, it's that. It's like, let's drill down and find specifically what is causing what's the problem with whatever it is you're talking about. They can never do that, right? But that's one of the first ways you can catch them. They love saying systems. He says, once you write a program that is set up to create a certain result, it doesn't matter who uses the program. He says the police department system was set up to be violent towards black people. The users, i.e., the cops, are irrelevant. A black or white cop that goes against the system is fired. So, yes, there is a systematic problem with the police department. It says, why do you love just bashing on black people in a time of tragedy. Now, I take offense to that. I bash on black people every day. I don't think I really bash on black folks. So shout out Thomas. Your friend was super woke, talking straight BS. Hey, man. G Dizzle is inviting of everybody, right? I don't necessarily do the echo chamber. I let people rock out and be themselves. You know, and that's the wonderful thing about being me, right? I have my view, and this happens with people in my own family. I have my views about the world in terms of my political beliefs, my social, cultural practices, and just how I live my life. And I let everybody else do their thing. But when I come through and express my beliefs and opinions, all of a sudden people want to get in their feels. They want to unfriend me. They want to kick me out the family. They want to do this. They want to do that. I don't do none of that crap. I've never unfriended anybody on Facebook, right? I've had a Facebook account probably since 2007 or 8. I've never unfriended anybody. I've never blocked anybody. I let people rock out and do what you do, just so as long as whatever it is that you do doesn't infringe upon what I do. Right? You can be as gay as you want, as trans as you want, as liberal as you want, all day long. Just don't come around here trying to convert me. Right? We can talk, we can communicate, we can kick it and chop it up, play dominoes, spades, invite you to the barbecue with the whole shebang. But I'm going to do me and you're going to do you. But how you do you is not going to warrant me wanting to kick you out of my life unless you just do something totally, you know, ridiculous that warrants you being kicked out of my life, right? But I've had people try to do that to me. I'm just like, I don't understand this. You know, liberals are supposed to be, and wokeity wokes are supposed to be so tolerant, right? And inviting and all this other BS. But it seems like the moment they run up against somebody that doesn't totally 100% co-sign their BS, all of a sudden you're the enemy. You're the bad person. But I'm like, I'm the conservative. I'm the guy that voted for Trump. I'm the guy that would probably still vote for Trump or DeSantis, right? And I'm not kicking anybody out, my family or my life or whatever, either my real life or my online life. I don't do that. But, you know, people do it to me all the time. And it's all good, but I just find that a little weird. Because you would think that it would be the opposite way around, right? Anyways, he says, why do you just love bashing on black people in a time of tragedy? I don't think I bash on black people, right? I think I just try to be objective and try to remove feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what we all should do. Maybe because this is the analytical side of me. The IT slash engineer side of me, or whatever, however you want to, the STEM side of me. I just try to be analytical, man, and objective. I cannot live my life on feels. I wouldn't function. Every time I turn on the TV, the internet, the radio, and something bad happens, it would cause me to get into my feels. I don't know how to function like that as a grown man, right? As a grown man with kids, wife, mortgage, responsibilities, yada, yada, yada. I don't know how to function off of feels. I can't afford to function off of feels. I have to look at things objectively and then try to come to the best reasoned decision that is appropriate based off of the information that is readily available to me. All right. That's the only thing I can do. Well, Nyla got a channel back. Well, good for her. I didn't even know. It says, what are you getting out of this? People are seriously mourning and feeling afraid, and you're on the internet laughing in their face. So I didn't laugh in anybody's face, right? I think I did 2 hours talking about Tyre Nichols. And I probably said like 50 times in the video, the cops should go to jail. But I also said in the video, I don't think this is racism and white supremacy. I just think that this is just a bunch of Negroes who got hired off the street. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? If you've been paying attention to the news coming up out of Memphis in regards to this story, there have been reports coming from credible sources because it's being reported on credible news sites, you know, the ones that everybody thinks is credible, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. But there have been stories coming out saying that Memphis lowered its standards for who they would recruit into the police department, right? Because of this whole defund the police thing, because people don't want to be cops, they had to drop their standards. And I said in my video yesterday, before I found that piece of information out, I made the assumption, it sounds like they hired some niggas off the street. You know what I'm saying? And then today I hear, oh, they dropped their standards over the past couple years because they're having issues getting people to become police officers. So I said this in the video. It looked like they hired some niggas off the street. This isn't laughing. This is just pointing out the obvious based off the video. These look like some savages and some goons. They were conducting themselves in that manner. Like, I don't know how else to, you know, that was just my analytical objective mind trying to figure things out. That's not me laughing. That's me just stating it, what it is. Like, it doesn't take a, even though I did go to school, because once upon a time I thought I wanted to be a rocket scientist. It's the reason why I went to school for aerospace engineering. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out, right? And then speaking of that, he says, you went to an HBCU. Do you have no empathy for Black people? I went to an HBCU. That is correct. I went to Tuskegee University. Y'all know Sub-Zero, 3639. We went to Tuskegee the same years. Now, we didn't know each other. We knew a lot of it's weird how we were both on campus and we never ran into each other. Or maybe we did, but we didn't know each other. But we were there the same years because we know a lot of the same people. So, yes, I went to Tuskegee University and HBCU, right? I lived out my A Different World fantasy because I grew up watching A Different World, which motivated me to want to go to an HBCU. And I went. I won a scholarship and I went, right? Surrounded by none but Black folks out there, majority Black folks, right? In hot Alabama, in between Montgomery and Auburn, right? Yes, I went to an HBCU. Did you go to an HBCU? Like, what is the relevance of me going to, because it's weird. He says, do you have any empathy for Black people? Well, I want to know if this brother went to an HBCU, because if you didn't go to one, do you have love for Black folks? Because obviously, you have to go to an HBCU in order to have love and empathy for Black folks, right? That's how that works. If this brother went to a PWI, a predominantly white institute, I wonder if he has love and empathy for Black folks, because he was out there with the Brads and the Sallys on the big campuses. You know what I'm saying? I wonder. But yeah, I went to an HBCU. Right? You got niggas all up and down YouTube shitting on HBCUs. It's weird because niggas be talking this crap. Oh, you be shitting on HBCUs, but or you just be shitting on Black folks. But I'm like, damn, I'm the nigga that actually went to a Black college. I'm the nigga that actually teaches Black folks how to get an I. Like, I got 18 students that are going through my IT training program right now, being taught by me face to face or over the internet. 17 of them are Black. There's one white dude in there. The rest are Black. I'm the nigga that actually takes my 20 years of professional expertise and knowledge and pours it back into people. All right. So I get in my feels a little bit when you question my Blackness or my love for the community, Black folks. I'm like, I'm one of the few YouTubers out here that actually tries to do something tangible to help Black folks out, other than trying to teach them how to get some pussy. I'm trying to teach niggas how to get careers and get money so they can go out there and hopefully live their best life. All right? And I went to an HBCU. So what else does dude say? He says something. Let me get into these comments. So if you're wondering, like, well, what the hell is all this about? So like I say, I posted this picture. I sent him this picture right here. I sent him this, right? So I screenshot what he said, and then I sent him this. The number of people shot by the police from 2017 to 2022. Right, let's look at these numbers. Everybody that's leading this is white. Then black folks come next, right? And so I didn't say anything. I just posted the link. And the reason why I posted the link is because in my last live stream, I said nobody cares about police brutality until it's a black person who's victimized. Like, let's just go to last year, 2022. 374 white folks were clapped by cops, justly and unjustly. All these numbers are justified and unjustified. They put them all together. 374 white folks, right? Does anybody recall anybody, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, hooting and hollering about police brutality and police reform and all this when there were 374 white folks who got clapped and put, you know, sent up out of here? Anybody remember those comments? Who remembers that video of that white dude that was laying down and on the floor in the hotel lobby, in the hotel hallway? And then the police came up, the SWAT team or something, and they lit him up like a Christmas tree. This happened like 3 years ago or something like that. Who remembers that story? Did anybody, I don't recall anybody making a fuss about police brutality, especially no black folks. I don't recall Joy Reid. I don't recall Reverend Al Sharpton, Benjamin Crump. Matter of fact, y'all think Benjamin Crump went to any of these households right here to try to get some checks from the city, from all these folks who was killed by the police from the white category? Yeah, Daniel Shaver. Daniel Shaver, right? This was all on tape. In case you missed this story, I can't remember exactly what year this happened, but here's Daniel Shaver on his hands, on his knees with his hands in the air with a dude with a damn, what looked like an M, well, I was going to say an M4 because that's what we called him in the military, but it looked like a little AR-15 pointed at him. They lit this dude up like a Christmas tree up in that hallway, lit him up. Lit him up. You would have thought Santa Claus came to town, right? Anybody remember anybody hooting and hollering about police brutality? Anybody? What about that other dude, Tony Kempa, who went out like George Floyd about a year or so, or about 2 years, no wait, 4 years before George Floyd. It happened in 2016. George Floyd was 2020. Who remembers this? This is Tony Tempa. Cop is on his back. White dude. Most of us ain't never heard of Tony Tempa till 4 years later when St. Floyd came to town. Was anybody hooting and hollering about police brutality when this white dude got sent up out of here? This is Tony Tempa right here. Anybody remember? Who remembers any of this? I don't recall anybody hooting and hollering about police brutality. It's only when the victims come from this category right here. And then I told y'all the numbers, right? I told y'all you got a 0.004% chance of being sent up out of here. As a matter of fact, in my last live stream, I'm gonna clip that segment and turn it to his own video. I'm gonna do that probably tomorrow or the day after, I don't know, returned to his own video where I broke out the Google calculator in front of your face and did the simple math, the math problem to solve the problem. I mean, it's not like it's a complicated thing. You literally just calculate how many police departments there are, how many interactions they have with black folks, and how many of those interactions are turned deadly, which they provide you that number. You just take the deadly encounters and divide it by the number of interactions. Anyways, you come up with a 0.004. And guess what? That 0.004 holds strong for at least 5 years because I did the math for this number. Came out to be 0.004. Well, guess what? It's going to come out to be about 0.004 for every single one of these numbers. So we're talking about at least 5 years, 6 years posted up on here where you got a 0.004% chance of being killed by a cop. Like, I mean, that's literally how the numbers break down. That's literally how it breaks down. But we supposed to be terrified and scared, right? So anyways, I send him that. He says he can't open the link. He says, let me see. Where does he say? Oh, he says right here, in 2017, it was around 400 whites and 200 blacks. But we are less than 10% of the population. Our number should be way lower. You took stats in college. You should know that. What did I say to him? I said something to him up in here. Oh, yeah, I said, I'm going to dedicate my next video to you. And then he said, if you do, all right, here we go. Here we go, Dave. That's his name, David. Here we go, Dave. He says, if you do, ask your followers to share their stories of police brutality. Also, this will be your fourth video on me. I did three, I got five. Oh, so he sent some money in for I got five. When I used to do those, I got five on it. So everybody in the chat, it's 28 of y'all. It's 28,000 of y'all watching me right now. How many of y'all have been a victim of police brutality? Got to be a couple of y'all. It's 28,000, 31,000 of y'all watching me right now. How many of y'all have been a victim of police brutality or you know somebody that's got killed by the cops? Got to be one of y'all. It's at least 0.004% of y'all that know some. You know what I mean? So go. Feel free to share your stories. But I want to go back to this right here. He says in 2017, it was around 400 whites and 200 blacks. All right? So he's talking about this right here, all right? But we are less than 10% of the population. Our numbers should be way lower. You took stats in college. You should know that, all right? So our numbers should be way lower based on the population, right? We should have way less than 200 black folks being killed by cops in comparison to 400 white folks. Now, for the untrained, unseasoned, uneducated mind, that will make complete sense. You'll be like, yeah, we're only 13% of the population. We should have less than 200 killings. We should only account for 100 killings instead of 200. Why are we 200? And we're only 13% of the population. Like I say, for the untrained, uneducated community mind, that will make sense. Well, Mr. David, document and symbol, that's his Instagram right there. Being that, assuming that to be true, shouldn't we also be the group of people that is not committing damn near 50% of the violent crimes in America? Shouldn't that be true too? We're only 13% of the population, Dave. Why is 13% committing damn near 50% of the homicides in the country? 50% of the violent crimes in the country. And you can go pull this from the FBI stats. Every single year, you look at the numbers of the violent crimes ranging from rape to murder to, you know, attempted murder, all the classic stuff that gets you sent to prison for forever and a day, or at least it used to. Black folks, who only make up 13% of the population, you know, when you include Africans and Caribbeans and those of us who descended from American slavery, we make up like 13% of the population, but yet we account for like 50% of the homicides. So shouldn't our homicide numbers be lower than 50% as well? Shouldn't we only be accounting for like maybe 15 to 20% of the homicides? But no, we account for 50%. So you're like, well, what does that got to do anything? Well, if we account for 50% of the goddamn homicides and crimes, well, it can lead you to believe, reasonably conclude, that maybe you're going to have a higher interaction with the police, which will then up this number right here of 200. Because we have so many people from our small group who commit so much damn crime. It just, one can reasonably conclude you're going to probably have a lot of interactions with the police, which will cause this number to look like that. I mean, this isn't rocket science. This isn't IT engineering science right here. This is straight Negro mathematics I did in my brain. Anybody can do this. My little second grade son can probably figure this crap out. If you got a small percentage, you got a small group of people committing like half the major crimes, well, your homicide, the rate of you being killed by cops is going to be probably big as hell. Because all you niggas is committing all, you know, y'all committing half the damn crimes out here. I'm just saying. I gotta remind y'all. Remember, I'm biracial. This is the white side of my brain talking. This is the white side of me trying to make this thing make sense, man. This is the white side of me. You can go pull up the FBI charts. I did it before in previous videos in the past. They all say the same thing, man. Niggas is out there getting busy in these streets, B. So it will lead you to conclude, well, man, you're probably going to have some very high numbers of potential police homicides coming from this small group, because this small group likes to get busy out there year after year. Go to Ock News Nation. Shout out to Angela or Angel Martin. She's a favorite on Ock News. Go to Ock News Nation. She, for those of y'all who aren't subscribed, she can vouch for this. Ock does news stories all the damn time. Philly, Chicago, New York, LA, Miami, Atlanta, Baltimore. He even picks out these little podunk towns in the middle of nowhere. And it'd be the same thing over and over. Damn it. And he'll do like random stories. Just randomly pick some. Matter of fact, what's our here we go. Gun Memorial. Let's go to the Gun Memorial. This is look at all the victims here, right? So this is from January 28th. All right. So from here, from this white chick to this black dude, we got like majority black folks up here. Let's just scroll through. Let's just go through the month of January and let's just see who dominates the gun memorial. These are people who have died from gun violence, right? Let's just see who look like, who is dominating these chart, this little picture thing here. We're just going to do the month of January. We ain't finna count. We just going to eyeball this, right? Who stands out the most? Who looks like they stand out the most on here? What race of people? There's a lot of people, y'all. There's a lot of people. All right, I think I'm only going to do a week. We might be scrolling It might take me 2 hours just to get back to January 1st. Well, look like a whole lot of black folks on here, right? We're only 13% of the population. Shouldn't we have 13% representation on this gun memorial? This thing should be flooded with nothing but white folks, right? It looked like we leading the charge. And this is just the month of January. We finna go all the way back to January 1st. We're only 13%, but damn, we sure is taking up all the real estate on this damn website right here. And I bet you, I wonder if we were to click on just these random people, because, you know, if you click on that, like, let's just click on this girl right here. They'll pull up the relevant. Look at this. She got killed in Minneapolis. I wonder who did that. Oh, and she was pregnant. Good Lord. She got killed by, I bet you if I click on this, I can almost promise you this was a Negro did this to her. Probably like a baby daddy or something. Look at that. Look at that. What were the odds of that? I just clicked on this random link. I should have seen a white person. Nope. I saw a black person. Right? Anyways, we still scrolling. We finna go all the way back to January 1st. We just eyeball this thing. Who is leading the pack over here? All right, here we go. So this is the first person that they got marked, William Morris out of New York. This is victim number. Wait, was that victim number one? Hold up. Let me make sure. Let me get my days right. What day? That was January 2nd. So we got to go. Oh, here we go. All right, this is the first person right here. Tyler Haywood. Look like I don't know what he is. Look like he might be mixed. Could be a Hispanic or something. I don't know. Anyway, we just eyeball this thing. Who look like they leading the charge? Who's dominating the real estate over here? It's the Sun Man, right? It's the Sun Man, right? But we should only be 13% of this, right? Because we know we're such a small population. But I promise you, you click on any of these random pictures, especially of black folks, there's like a high chance they were killed by another black person. Hell, I'm willing to bet a good 15% of these white folks were probably killed by a black person too. I'm willing to bet that. This is black folk. This is the month of January up until whatever today's date. What's today's date? The 30th, 31st, or up until the 28th? But we're only a small group of people, right? 13%. Why we shouldn't be having... We should only be representing like 10% of this real estate on here. But like I say, everybody likes to throw these percentages around, trying to be all arty smarty, but they don't want to tell you the other side. It's like you can flip percentages any way you want. Yeah. 13% of the population accounts for 200 black folks being killed by cops in 2017. But he ain't going to tell you the percentage of how many of them niggas was out there doing shit. How many black folks in 2017 was out there committing violent crimes? You go pull them FBI stats up, it's going to be at least 50% of the violent crimes was committed by black folks, i.e. Sun, a.k.a. Sun people. As my man Akitunde Nation would say. He ain't going to tell you that. Wokity wokes aren't going to tell you that. They just want to tell you just enough information to drive your feels into overdrive, to get you all riled up, to get you all in your emotions so you can start feeling stuff like, oh, man, they's killing us. They's hunting us. Look, when you put your logical brain on and you just examine the reality of it and then go, and like I always say, go live your regular random life. How often do you see black folks being beat down and brutalized? Like, how often does this happen? What are the chances of you being an upstanding, productive black person getting brutalized. Now, some of y'all gonna be like, Tyree Nichols was upstanding. Tiana Jefferson was upstanding. Yeah, they were, based off of the information we know, right? I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't, but just based off of what we've learned, they seem like upstanding, productive people. Tyree looked like he liked the skateboard. For whatever reason, he decided to run from the cops. That could be argued and debated, but we know he looked like he unjustly lost his life. We're not going to say it looked like. We saw what happened. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and say he was an upstanding. He wasn't a pookie. He didn't appear to be a pookie and Ray Ray doing things to attract. He didn't appear to be purposely doing things to attract the attention of the police, I should say. But what are the odds of you becoming the next Tyree Nichols? Matter of fact, what are the odds of you becoming the next George Floyd? Well, like what are the odds of you becoming the next Eric Garner? Like, let's just say, like I said, you're an upstanding black person living your regular random life. You out there paying your taxes. You out there going to work, putting your tap dance shoes on, tap dancing for some fucking butter biscuits every day, coming home, drinking your brews, talking to your kids if you got kids, hopping on YouTube, listening to the niggas talk about passport bros all day. What are the chances of you becoming a victim of police brutality if you are consciously not doing things to attract the attention of the police? What are the chances of that happening? I gave y'all the 0.004% chance, right, of you being killed by a cop. But what I didn't tell you, those 0.004%, though that number is derived from niggas who was doing stuff to attract the attention of the police, the majority of them. The overwhelming majority of them did something, whether they consciously did it or unconsciously, but most of them consciously did it. Well, now, if we were to factor in you, that number is probably going to get even smaller than 0.004. We're probably going to be on some 0.0000004% on some crap like that, because you're out there consciously living your life, paying your taxes, tap dancing for Mr. Charlie, watching your YouTube videos, looking at your gym membership, debating if you're going to go get your fat ass into shape. You know, these are the things we all normally do. And none of that stuff rarely, if ever, invites the attention of the police. So you're running around here talking about you scared. Oh, Lord, when I gets on the highways and I sees the police, I just get so scared. Oh, Lord. White Jesus, come save me. Grandma, come get me. Like, nigga, just drive your car, B. If you ain't flying down the damn road doing 100 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone, you probably ain't got to worry about the cops pulling you over. You probably ain't got to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what happens. I drive on the highway every single day. It takes me 30 minutes to drive to work every day, back and forth. I pass state troopers all day long. They be going faster than me. I just ride with them. As long as I ain't doing 100 miles an hour, I'm good for the most part. And then when they do come, and let's just say last time I got pulled over, I was on my motorcycle about 10 years ago when I used to have my bike. I was doing over 100 miles an hour that day. I was doing 70 miles over the speed limit. Got pulled over, country road in Georgia, good old boy cop pulled me over. I hopped off the bike, took my helmet off. He asked me, why are you going so fast? I just looked at him like, I don't know, you caught me. He knew what I was doing. I was on a country road. It was a Sunday. There were hardly any cars out there. He knew what I was doing. I was out there trying to get it. But I just told him like, I just wanted to give it a little gas, man. You know what it is. He went back to his car, ran my registration, my license, came back, knocked my ticket down to having me going only 15 miles over the speed limit instead of the 70 to 80 miles I was actually doing. He could have locked me up, took me to jail, impounded my bike and all that crap. But when he got off the bike, I ain't start fighting with this nigga. I ain't start twitching and shaking like I'm having convulsions. Like, oh Lord, he Dave's gonna kill me. I'm in Georgia, country road, country white boy, eyes on a motorcycle. You know, Negroes, we can't ride motorcycles out here. You know, ain't none of that crap happen. I just gave him my damn driver's license, and we just knew what it was. He knew I was speeding because I was just trying to enjoy my bike, and I was honest with him. Like, yeah, I was speeding. I ain't got no excuse. You caught. Like, I'm caught dead to rights. I'm caught. I couldn't even talk my way out of that crap. He knew what it was, and I knew what it was. I got caught. He just gave me a ticket for like 15 miles over the speed limit. Cost me like $150. I think I paid it like 3 days later or something like that. He came up. I went on, what you need to see my license for? I'm a sovereign citizen. I know my rights, copper. You know, ain't none of that crap go on. I just acted like a regular human being, B. A regular American citizen. Like, yo, I'm caught. I ain't finna run. I'm not finna fight a nigga with a gun because I got caught speeding on my motorcycle. I'm just going to give him my license. He's going to run it. He's going to see that the bike is mine. Everything is legit because all my paperwork is legit. And either he's going to take me to jail because of how fast I was going, or he's going to give me a warning, or he's going to knock this ticket down. Luckily, I didn't go to jail. I just got a reduced ticket. That was it. But let social media tell it. I was supposed to be terrified. I was supposed to be shaking in my boots. Count down the moment he was going to put angel wings on me because they's hunting us. They's killing us, right? They's doing all this crap. That's this irrational fear. These feels too many of y'all exist in. And these feels are going to just lead you down this path of just being a bunch of failure niggas in life, man. And I don't want to hear no more of this, I'm black and I'm proud, we's kings and queens and I strong. You ain't strong and you're not superior if you're scared to go live your regular life because you're terrified of something that has a 0.004% chance of getting you sent up out of here. And like I say, that 0.004% chance only comes about if you are out there doing stuff to attract the attention of the police. If you're not out there doing stuff to attract the attention of the police, they're probably not even going to notice you. You're just another damn person that they look at every single day. I mean, that's how this works in every city in America. Every city. If you ain't out there doing stupid nigga shit, there's a chance that you ain't got to worry about some cop rolling up on you and then you wonder if you're going to become the next victim of police brutality. I promise you that's how it's going to go. Promise you. Because you got people that have been living in the hood and in the community all their lives, and there's quite a few of them who ain't never experienced that shit before. How do you account for them? Huh? Everybody out there in the hood, in the black community, is a victim of police brutality. Everybody? Everybody goes through that? No, just the niggas that be out there doing shit go through that. That's who normally goes through that. The overwhelming majority of the time. But this is how this works. Right? I can't live my life off of irrational fears. I can't do it. I can't live my life running around here pretending. Like, look, your man said they designed, where he said that? Let me find the exact sentence. Let me just read it. He says, you sound ridiculous right now. You are literally an IT engineer that doesn't understand systems. Once you write a program that is set up to create certain results, it doesn't matter who uses the program. The police department system was set up to be violent towards black people. Well, it must be a glitch in the system. Look like the police department is violent as hell towards white folks. And then it kind of makes you question this whole white supremacy thing, right? The police department is racist. It's full of white supremacists. Since when are white supremacists actively out there killing their own people like this? Like, is it really going down like that with the white supremacists? I thought cops let all white people off, right? This number should be like damn near zero. Unless these are some white folks that just like, maybe these are the white folks that like black people, the Negro lovers. Are these the Negro lovers right here? Is Tony Tempa a Negro lover? Daniel Shaver, was he a Negro? Like how do you explain this right here? All these white folks that got killed. If the system and the program was designed specific, because this is what he said. He said the police department system was set up to be violent towards black people. How do you explain this column right here? How do you explain this? If it was designed for these people, how do you explain this? This doesn't even, you see what I'm saying? When you're dealing with wokey wokes and their feels, they don't make sense. They're like children, man. They're just all over the place. They can't think. They're just terrified and scared. They cut the lights off. They see white folks standing in the damn closet with ropes. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't be, these people cannot be reasoned with. Wokeness is I'm starting to believe wokeness might be a mental disease, man. A mental disorder with these people. They can't think straight. Come on. I know niggas that, like I say, work 9 to 5, professionals, make a good living. They in their 30s, going into their 40s, ain't never been arrested a day in their life. They're not actively out there trying to be drug dealers and all this other BS. But these Negroes be the loudest people on social media talking about how they scared for their life. I be like, nigga, you almost 40. Are you 40 plus years old? Ain't shit happened to you in 40 goddamn years, nigga. You ain't out there trying to be a dope boy. You ain't out there, you know, doing donuts in the middle of the damn street, stealing people's, like, you're not doing any of this stuff. But you 40 years old, scared, but then in the same breath, talking about how they a strong black man or a black woman. I don't want to hear it. No, you're not. You weak as hell, my nigga. You's a weak motherfucker. You cannot be a strong black man or woman and then be terrified of some shit that is never going to happen to you. I don't want to hear it. You pick one. It's one or the other. But then I know people, especially this one friend, I've known this dude since like third or fourth grade. Came from a two-parent household. Parents was making good money back in the day. Every time the Jordans came out, when we was in middle school, he was one of the first kids to have them. When the video game systems dropped, he was one of the first kids to have the latest video game, the newest Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis. He had all that stuff, right? Because his parents was doing good, making money. And they was doing what they were supposed to do, taking care of him and his brother. His parents made more money than my parents. So I used to be at his house all the damn time because it was a spot. It was lit. Anyways, he goes to college. We both go to college. He goes to a different school or whatever. During college, he decides, I want to be a drug dealer. Out there selling whatever he was selling. Gets caught, gets arrested, does a little bit of time in jail, does some time on probation. We run into each other like 10 years later on a random whim. I go into this store to go look for a suit jacket. He's in there working in the store. And I immediately recognize him because, you know, obviously he looked, he didn't, you know, his face didn't change that much, but like 10 years had went by. I was like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, cause we're in like two different cities at this time when we ran into, we're in the city. I was living in Augusta, Georgia. We're not from there, but I was in the military at the time. And he wasn't from there, but he just happened to be living in Augusta, working in this random store that I went into. So anyway, we linked back up after years of not seeing each other, play catch up. Brought him to my crib, came over to my crib to eat dinner, meet my wife and kid. Well, my wife and kid, because this is before my second son was born. So when my oldest son was kind of young, he came through. He invited me to his crib. I go to his crib. Man's is kind of on struggle status a little bit. I mean, you know, it's looking real janky out there. I'm not trying to shit on it. I'm just saying it was what it was. I wasn't knowing what I knew about him, because and how he grew up, I didn't expect him to be living like that. You know what I'm saying? But then he told me what happened. I was like, okay, I already knew what the deal was. But then fast forward a couple years later, we friends on Facebook. Every now and then I see him on Facebook blaming the white man, talking this white man bullshit. White people holding me down, man. I'm like, nigga, how about you? I'm thinking to myself, how about you create a status update telling people about the time when you was in college, you decided to become a drug dealer, even though you didn't come from that type of life. You decided in college, I want to be a drug dealer. Out of all the places, you decided in college you want to sell dope or whatever you were selling. Got caught, arrested, did some time, probation. Now you had all types of doors and opportunities closed on you. How about you create a status update telling people about that instead of racism, the white man, yada, yada, yada. No, tell niggas what happened. Why you're experiencing what you're experiencing at the time when we ran into each other. It was probably, let me see. I was in my late 20s. Now we're both in our 40s. You know, I ain't seen him in like 10 years. I would imagine, I hope and pray he's doing better. But at the time, I was like, be honest about what happened, bro. I mean, we know you're not going to do it. But I'm just saying, just don't come on here with this woe is me, the white man shit. Tell niggas you fucked up. You made a horrible choice that invited the attention of the police. And it cost you some time and some opportunity that you can't get back, which puts you in a certain predicament where you should have been doing way better, what everybody thought you was going to be doing based off of how we knew you grew up, who raised you. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I ain't seen him in 10 years face to face. I'm assuming he's doing better. I'm assuming. But he's just an example. And I got other ones, but that's just one of the most best examples that can readily come to mind. But at the end of the day, he's still on that wokey woke stuff. It's like, no, just own up to your fuck shit. A lot of black folks love to blame white people for their deficiencies. They don't want to take accountability. And then when a nigga like me come around, all of a sudden I got people talking about you bashing black people. No, I'm just telling niggas what it is, B. Like, you're not going to sit here. Nigga, I'm almost 43 years old. I'll be 50 in 7 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a legit middle-aged dude creeping on, being officially classified as one of them dudes. I'm an old nigga on YouTube, right? You're not going to sit here and tell me some crap that I don't know. Like, I can't make sense of this crap, right? Like, niggas aren't capable of making decisions. No, you're capable of making all types of choices and decisions. It's just niggas don't want to be held accountable for this crap. And society has let it, white folks, when I say society, I'm talking about white folks, because that's who really lets this shit happen. That's the system. Liberals. Pasty liberals is the system, y'all. In case y'all want to know who the system is, pasty liberals. The system, pasty liberals, they're the ones that let this crap fly. They want to run around here making this stupid TikTok videos. Like, I seen this video, this white chick talking about this Tyree Nichols. The white chick, like, she's probably in her 50s or something, like a little lesbian. She over here, this is white people's fault. We did this, white people. I'm like, well, if you did this, how about the police go arrest your ass? and let them niggas up out of jail since you did it. I want to see how far her white guilt's going to take her. Like all these white folks is on TikTok talking about, we did this. We're responsible for Tyre Nichols being killed. All right. Well, take y'all asses down to the court, to the jailhouse, and turn yourself in for murder. Let's see how long you're gonna hold on to this. We did this shit. Let them niggas go, and all them white folks march y'all asses down to the jail cell and go turn yourself in for murder. Let's see how many of y'all actually gonna do it. Nobody want to hear this crap. No, them niggas did that crap. Sitting here trying to remove accountability from these niggas. This the system. This is the pasty liberals allowing this crap to happen. Treating you like children. Pasty liberals treat you niggas like toddlers, bruh. They want to be held accountable and be to blame for all your decisions and allow you to run around here saying, oh, it's white supremacy and the systems that created these things to let these, to cause these Negroes to just run amok and do all these crazy. Nah, these niggas did this. These niggas knew right from wrong. We all know right from wrong, B. You know how I know we all know right from wrong? Because there's a whole bunch of black folks that don't go to jail. There's more of us that are free than are locked up. There are more of us who have never been to jail that have been to jail versus those that have been to jail. You know why? Because we got common sense. We know how to use this tool in between our skull and know right from wrong. And we are fully capable of making distinguishing between right from wrong as early as like 8 years old, maybe even earlier, but definitely by our teenage years, we know right from wrong. But society, i.e. pasty liberals, have convinced you all to get in your fields to where niggas obviously don't know right from wrong. To where you don't know if you beating on a dude who's handcuffed and just wailing on him is something that you should be doing. No, niggas knew what they was doing. They did it anyway. But they need to be trained. Them Negroes were trained. Y'all think police departments ain't been getting training out the ass since George Floyd? All kind of training just been coming down every other week. I was in the military. Every time somebody in the military fucked up in the military, right, we always have to do some special training. Some idiot could set himself on fire playing an alcohol drinking game. We always had some special training. Then every Friday, before they released us for the weekend, they give us a safety briefing, talk about don't do drugs, don't drink and drive, don't beat your wife, and don't set yourself on fire. Like, we would hear this. It was all types of training. So I know that they're doing it with the police department. Every time one of these stories makes the news, all these police departments around America, especially those that deal with a lot of black folks in their cities, they all go through some special training. I promise you that's what's happening. All the cops coming in to become cops, they're getting trained on the latest and greatest techniques to be a cop and what's allowed in their city, jurisdiction, whatever. They all getting it. But guess what? When some of these cops go out here and legit do some bullshit, that's because these cops are acting outside of their training. They know what they've been trained to do. They just chose to do some other stuff. That's how it works. So all this, we need to reform the system. We need to do this. We need to do that. These niggas are constantly getting faced with reforms, whether they're written into law or not. Somebody's making changes, always coming up with some new shit for them to do. I'll tell them, don't do this. That's how it works. But we got to blame white folks. Pasty liberals, the system, has said it's cool. No, little Negro. You know, slavery and Jim Crow and you're not getting reparations. You little Negroes can't think properly. Well, blame us, Negroes. Blame us. I'll get on my TikToks and I'll clutch my pearls and I'll give a little speech for a bunch of likes and I'll take the load off you, little Negro. I'm not going to jail for you, Negroes. You know, you're not going to be moving into my apartment complex, Negro, but I'll take the blame for you, Negroes. Just do your little Negro thing over there. Do your little Negro thing over there. All the gay Negroes, they can come over here and hang out with me, but that's what the pasty liberals, they'll let the gay Negroes come hang out with them. But all you real niggas, y'all just stay over there. We'll drop bags of rice off for you. That's what they do, man. This is stuff that happens. This is stuff that happens, man. Can't be held accountable for your own actions. Got to blame racism, white supremacy. You got to come up with these excuses. Oh, they's killing us, when mathematically it can be proven it's bullshit. You got a better chance of winning the Powerball than probably being killed by a cop. You got a better chance at becoming the next lottery winner than being killed by a cop. You got a better chance of becoming a SoundCloud rapper and going platinum than becoming a damn victim of police brutality. Like I say, if you ain't out there doing stuff to attract the attention of the police, there's like a astronomically high chance you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because even out of the people who become victims of the police, there's only a 0.004% chance of that happening. And out of them people, the overwhelming majority of them were doing stuff to attract the attention of the police. You just go out there, live your regular random life, pay your bills, stuff your face, work out, come home, watch your shows, holler at the girls, holler at the dudes, plan your little trips, you know, just do regular stuff. Ain't got nothing to worry about, B. I guarantee my man's here ain't never had a negative encounter with a cop. But then, like I say, they'll come back. Well, how many people have been victims of the police brutality? Ask your audience that. I can go ask my audience that. Then come back and tell me. I'm probably sure maybe one or two will tell me, yeah, I knew somebody that was victim of police brutality. But I wonder if the onesies and twosies that come back and tell me about the family or friend that was victim of police brutality, I wonder if they're going to tell me, what was your friend or family member doing to attract the attention of the police? Not saying that they were justly or unjustly brutalized or killed. Just what were they doing? Were they just skipping down the street, singing songs, frolicking in the rain? Or were they out there doing 100 miles an hour, riding dirty, pulling the kick dough, got caught moving them things, out there slapping old ladies and his girlfriend? Like, what were they doing? What were they doing? Nobody want to tell you what they was doing. We just like to look at the videos of what happened when the cop met the black person. You know, we always get shown the when the video starts, it's always the cop fucking somebody up. We don't ever get to see what happened before that. We don't ever get to learn what happened before that. We don't ever get an explanation of what led up to this. What led up to this? Oh, George Floyd was acting a fool in the damn store. Oh, George Floyd was across the street in his car getting high. Even though across the street from the store, he just passed some fake money to. Oh, all that stuff led to the, oh, when the cops showed up, George Floyd is acting a fool. And never mind that there were two other people in the car with George who were acting calm, cool, and collected. Anybody ever wonder how come them other two people didn't get killed or arrested? There was a dude sitting in the passenger seat and a girl in the back seat. Cops went up to them too. They stepped out the car, was on some cool, calm shit. To my knowledge, they're still breathing air. But we're not supposed to ask that question. We're just supposed to just zero in when the video started with Derek Chauvin on his neck, shoulder blade area. That's all we're supposed to worry about. And just focus on that. We're just supposed to totally ignore, how did he even end up in that position in the first place? Like, what happened? If George had went in there, passed his fake money, got into the car, cranked that motherfucker up and drove home, we probably wouldn't even know who the hell George Floyd is. He probably would have went home and OD'd off of fentanyl or something like that. According to the doctor, because you remember during the trial, one of the doctors said there was enough fentanyl in the system that if I had found him at home dead, I would have labeled him as a drug overdose death. Like, that was just how much crap he had in his system. But we probably would have never heard about him, right? But we're not supposed to ask those questions. We're just supposed to focus on that one spot. And then, oh, Lord, they's killing us. They's hunting us. That's what we're all supposed to be on. No, everybody ain't George Floyd, B. How many of y'all go outside on a regular basis and hand out counterfeit money to a store and then go sit in your parked car directly across the street from the store you just handed out counterfeit money and start doing drugs in the car? How many of y'all do that? Who does that? Anybody do that? When the last time? And Angel, when's the last time you did that? When the last time y'all did that? Anybody? I'm trying to think, what did I do today? I went to the corner store today, went there and got me I bought me a little coffee, and I used my debit card. I didn't have any cash on me, so I couldn't give out fake money. I didn't have any cash, right? So I used my debit card because I don't carry cash. Went back to my truck. I didn't do any drugs when I got into my Jeep because I don't do drugs. I went in there, put my seatbelt on, cranked my car up, and drove to work to tap dance with Mr. Charlie. And then I drove home. Right? I mean, that's just what I do every single day. And I've been doing this as a working adult, even though I started working at 15. But we'll just go with 22 when I joined the Army. So we're looking at 21 years of me doing this every single day. Ain't never got into an issue with the cops, the police, none of that. Right? Because I purposely live my life to try not to attract the attention. Not that I'm scared. Ooh, you scared to speed. No, I done sped and drove fast plenty of times and got quite a few tickets. Maybe I should have been arrested a couple times during them tickets. I just live my life, B. I just go out there and try to be a regular, civilized human being because I want to come home to my crib. I don't want to be sitting in jail with a bunch of stankin' smelly niggas. I'm not going to argue with a cop who got a gun who could send me up out of here if I show any type of resistance towards whatever he's saying. Like, I'm not doing, I don't see enough videos of what happens to niggas when they resist. I don't seen enough videos. So what makes you think I'm going to go out there and start acting a fucking fool when a cop rolls up on me? And I'm going to start wrestling and resisting arrest. And next thing you know, I'm getting tasered or hot ones put in my ass. I don't seen enough videos of niggas who do that to know that, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and let them put the cuffs on me. And I'll get a lawyer and we'll figure this thing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what I'm going to do. Because I want to come back to my crib and watch TV. You know what I'm saying? I want to come back home and chill. But you niggas can't seem to get your mind right. Those of y'all who unfortunately find yourselves in these predicaments. And then we got to sit here and figure out, was it justified, unjustified? And then we got to deal with these other niggas who are just like me in a sense where they never do anything wrong, but they want to get up on social media is talking about, man, they's hunting and killing us. Nigga, ain't nobody hunting and killing shit with you, bruh. When the last time somebody was chasing your ass down trying to hunt and kill you? You don't do nothing. You hang out on YouTube or Instagram all day like the rest of us. You go to work, you log into social media, you pretend to do a little work, but you spend all day watching YouTube videos in the comment section like the rest of us do. If you're a content creator, you come home, figure out what the hell you're going to talk about. We'll look at the celebrity gossip blogs, or the political blogs, come home, make your little videos, hope you get some subs and some AdSense, then you take your ass to bed, wake up and do this shit all over again tomorrow. What are you doing in your life as a black, and this is the average black person, what are you doing in your life to where you feel like you're going to be the next victim of police brutality. You jump in your car, you obey all the traffic laws for the most part, drive 5 to 10 miles over the speed limit like everybody else. You ain't swerving in and out of lanes. You ain't riding around drinking and smoking weed all over the... I mean, come on, man. This is what niggas do. This everyday average black folks do, man. But you got to tell... But you gonna sit here and tell me, oh, man, the system is designed to kill us. Well, man, that system must be flawed like a motherfucker. Because everything that I just described sound like what white folks must be out there doing this crap. Riding, swerving all over the place. Shooting up meth and doing whatever the hell they do. Because they leading the chart. But like I said, he's going to be like, well, we's 10% of the populations, or whatever he said. We're less than 10%, but we got these high numbers. But he ain't going to tell you our little small population be out there committing half the violent crimes in this country. He ain't going to tell you that. He ain't going to tell you that. So if you commit half the crimes, well, don't be shocked when the jump out boys roll up on your ass. And now we got to figure out, were you justified or unjustified? And this is no shade towards Tyree in terms of him being killed. But I'm just saying, like, this is just how this goes. But how many of y'all gonna, like, let's just take Tyree. How many black people? So it's 409, based off the 2020 data, it's 419,000 black folks that live in Memphis, based off the 2020 data. The day Tyree was killed, what were the remaining 419,252 other people doing? Were all of them getting killed and their asses whooped by the police? Or were the majority of them black folks probably taking their black asses home to get ready to go to work the next day? Like, what are the odds of that becoming you? What are the odds of that? Odds are you're gonna clock your ass out, go home, eat dinner, go to bed, and go to work the next day. And just keep doing that till you retire or till you suffer a heart attack on the damn factory floor somewhere. That's what's gonna happen in your life. All right. Or if you do get killed, it's because some little random nigga out there is gonna light your ass up. Because they just want to rob and shoot and kill. That's what's gonna happen for the majority of us. So I don't know why we gotta sit here and keep lying to ourselves, getting caught up in our feels, trying to make it seem like things is way worse because you look at social media and they maximize the minimum by showing you this crap over and over again so that the news companies can make money, the blogs can make money, the social media sites make money. Because like I say, look, this category is a moneymaker. But more victims come out of this category, but you don't ever hear about these people. Because they don't make any money. White folks getting killed by cops makes no money. That's why nobody cared about this dude who got lit up in the hallway. Nobody cared about Tony Tempa. We ain't learned about him till 4 years later. Because they don't make no money. You can't get paid off this, man. Don't nobody. White liberals don't even care about this. Everybody screaming, we need to change police brutality. Well, you would think, all right, well, shit, if it's about police brutality, you should be worried about all these people, white, black, Hispanic, other, everybody. But nobody cares unless it comes from this category, because that is the moneymaker. That's the category that's going to get you niggas all up in your fields. And then here come the pasty liberals to come through and sing your ass a lullaby. It's going to be all right, little Negro. We're going to take care of you, Negro. Just vote Democrat. We'll take care of you. Give your money to BLM so we can go educate all these gay people and transgender people. Never mind all the Negroes. We're just here to make money off dead black Negroes so we can educate gay people and LGBT people. That's how this works, right? But y'all don't hear me though. So anyway, I'm about to go. I just wanted to share that. Shout out to my man's here. Hope you watch this video, and you know, it is what it is, bro. I'm pretty sure you'll probably have something to say about it, but I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna remain steadfast over here, bro. Think niggas is full of crap. Hold documented gang members, but swear they don't do nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Like I say, it ain't even a mystery anymore. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, and let the media tell it, black folks were just acting a fool, which they were. But you really had no way of verifying that. Like if I lived in Florida, which I did, the stuff that I learned about California came from the news and the music. It wasn't like I was going to California to see it firsthand. But now, you don't need the news and the media and the music. Niggas upload this stuff to social media. Go to WorldStar. WorldStar still booming. They still doing numbers on that site. Niggas upload their crimes to the internet because they want everybody to see how much of a real nigga they are. Niggas will go out there, commit crimes and kill people, then go to the recording studio and make music about it. Ask Young Thug. Ask all these drill rappers. Like, this is what they do. You don't even have to, I mean, niggas tell on themselves. All right, anyways, that's my two cents. I'm about to go. Y'all be safe out there. And I'm out. Peace.